KKNW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It was another night of this. In Ferguson, Missouri, protests a year after Michael Brown's death and scuffles with police, some threw rocks and bottles at cops. 23 people were arrested.
Talking with some of these protesters, they believe even more so than ever, even more so than last year, even more so than the beginning of this year, that the temperature has really boiled over with their frustration with police here.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins in Ferguson. There was no gunfire last night like Sunday when police say 18-year-old Tyrone Harris Jr. shot at officers. He was critically wounded when they fired back. His father calls that a bunch of lies. He says his son didn't even have a gun.
I don't think that they should make him out to be a criminal when he's not a criminal.
Homicides are spiking in Baltimore. They've had 200 murders this year. That's nearly as many as all of 2014. There's been a big spike in killings since the Freddie Gray death in police custody that was much protested. How dangerous is yellowy orange river water? People in Colorado and New Mexico and Utah want to know. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has the latest on the EPA caused spill.
People downstream from the abandoned Gold King mine are demanding answers about the possible long-term threats to their water supply. 3 million gallons of mine waste spilled into the Animas and San Juan rivers last week when workers with the EPA accidentally unleashed that spill while inspecting the mine. The EPA says stretches of the rivers will be closed for drinking water, recreation, and other uses until at least August 17th, Dave.
Tanya, an insider trading indictment's expected today against traders and computer hackers who got early access to planned corporate mergers.
Reuters quotes a source that says the hackers shared what they found with traders, most of whom were based in the U.S., who parlayed that information into illicit profits of at least $30 million. More than half of that going to just one trader.
That's Fox's Rich Johnson. We're expecting to get those indictments later today. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded SquareTrade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business, with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of his, out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house, and they had once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. The largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The company that owns the Crestview Retirement Community in Bryan wants to build a complex in South College Station.
The City Council's agenda for Thursday night includes a request to allow Methodist retirement communities to issue $75 million in tax-exempt bonds. MRC wants to build next to Christ United Methodist Church on the east side of Highway 6 between Fitch and Rock Prairie Road. Firm hired by MRC to seek the bonds is the same one being used at Texas A&M for a $355 million student housing complex at George Bush and Penberthy. MRC proposal calls for 80 independent living units, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support. There would be no liability on the part of the city, the council, or the church. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It was November 2 years ago. There was an announcement that the site of the former Scott and White Clinic at University and the Freeway was sold to Papa's Restaurants. The College Station Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended a zoning change that the City Council will take up Thursday night. The restaurant's consulting engineer, Veronica Morgan, says the change will allow them to rebuild 20 parking spaces, which historically flooded when the clinic was open.
If you've ever been to Scott and White, when they had that clinic open and you've ever parked on this end of it, you can see all the silt and debris that has accumulated basically down on this end of those parking spaces. It's because those parking spaces were basically built in a hole and there's no way to drain them. So we need to re-pour them, but as soon as we touch them, we have to get rid of them.
If approved by the council, Morgan says construction would start in December or January. The College Station City Council this Thursday will again consider whether to ask voters to approve bond financing for capital projects. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says recommendations of a community committee will be addressed in the same manner.
The issue of whether we do general bond election with general obligation bonds or whether we use certificates of obligation to cover a lot of those investments is still up in the air.
Nichols is willing to consider the city council instead of voters deciding on issuing debt for street improvements in order to avoid the impact of a new state law if voters say no.
The city could absolutely not do anything about them for 3 years. Couldn't spend any money on planning. It couldn't spend any kind of money on it. We've got some street and road things that are must-haves that the city council is responsible for figuring out how to get it done.
The last day to submit special questions for the November election is the 24th. Tomorrow is the 22nd annual Feast of Caring benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
A modest meal of beans, rice, sausage, salad, and dessert is on the menu for Wednesday's meal.
It's supposed to be a reminder to all of us that would be a feast to some in our community that don't get to eat the same kinds of things that most of us take for granted.
Brazos Valley Food Bank Director Teresa Mangapura says the meal is open to the public and free, but donations are gratefully accepted.
We encourage folks that come to the event to make a donation in the amount of what they would probably spend that day if they purchased their lunch somewhere.
Mangapura says local celebrities like Aggie softball coach Joe Evans will be serving the meal. The event is come and go from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:09, 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
There you go, it's 6:11. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Hot weather continues across the region today. We'll have more sunshine. Our temperatures today making their way up to 100 to 105. Once again, we're under a heat advisory. It runs through 9 p.m. tonight. The only difference with today's forecast is there could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. That certainly would be beneficial. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny, hot tomorrow, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, 100. It'll be sunny on Thursday. Highs will once again approach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football starting off their season, preseason anyway, last night. And the Brazos Valley Bombers wrapping up theirs with a championship, the third one. We'll have more on that, plus A&M soccer's pick to finish second in the SEC and more in sports. And we'll do that for you at 6:50.
It's only news if they lose.
At this point, it was news that they let somebody score.
That's true.
They slipped last night and gave up two.
All right, so it says here that the chance of rain now is tonight.
Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And heard it.
Yeah, 20%. I know.
It's better than none at all.
It's yeah. Texas. You can barely predict the weather that's already happened.
Good point. So, on Friday, Canadian Lewis Kent set a new world record for the fastest beer mile with a time of 4 minutes and 55.8 seconds. Now, as you may or may not know, a beer mile involves drinking a 12-ounce beer, or 12 ounces of beer, at least 5% ABV, you know, it's alcohol, running a lap around a 400-meter track, and then repeating the process three more times for a total of 4 beers in 1 mile. Again, 12 ounces. Competitors who vomit during the race must complete an extra lap to qualify for their results. On August the 22nd, Kent and others will compete head-to-head in a, so to speak, in the first beer mile world classic in San Francisco.
So do they stop?
I can't imagine.
No, yeah, they do.
They stop?
Well, you have to chug the beer.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, like they do in the marathons where they just run by. So I have just, somebody.
Well, I mean.
Their beer tender.
If you will. The 4 minute mile was a big deal.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And and still, you know, hanging around right around there is not bad at all. But then that means that you're adding only a minute to drink 4 beers.
Right.
I'd like to know the temperature of the beers, too.
Ideally, it'd be warm.
Yeah, I know, but don't know.
Ugh.
And again, just saying.
Well, and if somebody that's able to run it that quickly, you know, is a flat belly.
Probably so.
So those four beers got to hit you fairly hard when you're done.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. I'd like to talk to him about 10 minutes afterwards and see how he's doing about that. So I just
I'd like to do this again
one more time. So hey guys,
hey,
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Just stop it!
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation!
I thought that wasn't bad.
Come on, that was good,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
You are not allowed to talk to Brian anymore.
Yeah.
That would be Brian, Peace 107.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There. It says who? Oh, yeah, Peace 107.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That one.
He's
that
still
one.
Tripping.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 616. You'll tell that joke today, so don't be doing that, okay? Yeah, I know you will.
No, I won't.
All right.
Nuh-uh.
All right, here we go. It's day 223. Got 142 of them to go. It's Tuesday, the 11th of August. It's Son and Daughter Day. Okay, if you got them, then celebrate them.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Presidential Joke Day. Is that redundant? Oh, never mind. And that's when Ronald Reagan told that joke when he was checking out the microphone. It's Raspberry Tart Day. Now, I like raspberries. A tart, that's a bit much. Evis Week continues. And it's Ingersoll Day.
As in Ingersoll Rand?
I
that's
guess.
That's what comes to my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll dig around and find out while you tell us about the birthdays.
Chris Hemsworth is 32. Everybody knows him as Thor, but he will be the receptionist in the female version of Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Allison Stoner is 22 from Step Up, and she is actually the voice of Isabella in Phineas and Ferb. Will Fettle is 39 from Boy Meets World and then Girl Meets World. Anna Gunn, 47 from Breaking Bad. She was Skyler. Joe Rogan, comedian, will say an advocate of what Scott was talking about before and commentator for the UFC.
Uh-huh.
Viola Davis is 50 from How to Get Away with Murder. Joe Jackson is stepping out at 61. The Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, 62. Hmm. Eric Carmen is still by himself at 66. John Conley. Six number one hits over his career. 69 years old.
There you go.
And Darth Sidious, the Supreme Chancellor Palpatine, Ian McDiarmid, is 71 today.
Huh? Okay. I know that meant something to somebody.
It's Star Wars stuff.
Oh, all right. Gotcha. Ingersoll Day is Robert Greene Ingersoll, a famous American orator who lived and became famous during the 19th century. Ingersoll Day celebrates his contribution to society, which he made through passionate campaigning for women's and minority rights.
Nicknamed the Great Agnostic.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Okay. Nor
did,
I.
Do you wear a sash that said that? Or
so you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to a new study by the American Action Forum, Iran's terror funding, get this, will get a $4.8 billion boost thanks to Obama's nuclear deal. The Washington Free Beacon reported yesterday that, quote, under the parameters of the deal, Iran will receive nearly $150 billion in sanctions relief and cash assets. And because the money comes with no strings attached, it is expected
predicted that Iran will spend the money to fund its global terrorism operation. And the study points out that the cash windfall will allow Iran to put another $4.8 billion into its defense budget if current spending trends remain the same. Now, the mullahs must be thrilled to know that they can now call for the destruction of Israel and the U.S., and Iran has a friend in the Obama administration.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
One company is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Not to Express Employment Professionals. Maybe you're a skilled CNC operator or welder. Or maybe you're looking to find a new job in distribution. How about a forklift operator? We are committed to your success and never charge you a fee to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is on a mission to put 1 million people to work each year. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you.
Wake up. Smoke a cigarette. Drive to work. Smoke a cigarette. Drink coffee. Smoke a cigarette. Do some work. Award yourself with a cigarette. Leave work. Smoke a cigarette. Eat dinner. Smoke a cigarette. Brush your teeth. Smoke a cigarette. Brush your teeth again. Go to sleep. Dream of a cigarette. And this is your day. Until the morning you wake up and decide you're serious this time. You're going to quit. So you call 877-YES-QUIT. You drive to work. You don't smoke a cigarette. You drink your morning coffee. You read the paper. You don't smoke a cigarette. You drive home from work. You don't smoke a cigarette. Eat dinner. Read a book. Fall asleep. Wake up. Take a deep breath. And start a brand new day. Without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Greece today reached a deal on a multi-billion-dollar bailout with its international creditors, with a government planning to submit it to Parliament later in the day. In the final stretch, Greece's finance and economy minister spent nearly 22 hours talking to representatives from the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Kraft Heinz reported quarterly results for its two predecessor companies that underscore the challenges facing the packaged food giant. Sales fell at both Kraft Foods and H.J. Heinz in the quarter that ended in June, ahead of their merger in early July. GM is launching the Chevrolet Impala in South Korea, bringing what was once a flagship sedan to consumers outside the North American market on a large scale for the first time. Crude oil sharply lower this morning, down 78 cents at $44.18 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate losses after stocks surged yesterday. The Dow Industrial's up 1.4%. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum Car Batteries, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I was vacillating on today's commentary between the very interesting and the very absurd. So I'll give you the reason for the absurd and then move on to what I found very interesting. Our stupid criminal of the day was a 19-year-old in Florida who was arrested, and the only reason I wanted to do the story is because her name was Cherry's Waffles Tennis. There's really nothing more than that. I just wanted to do the name. That's literally her God-given name. So now, on to the interesting. They finally know who Jack the Ripper is. An author named Russell Edwards in London has figured out the identity. Edwards bought a shawl 7 years ago that was found on one of Jack the Ripper's victims and was covered in his blood. DNA testing just linked it to the descendants of one of the many, many, many Jack the Ripper suspects. And Jack the Ripper was a 23-year-old Polish immigrant named Aaron Kosminski and wound up dying in an asylum at the age of 53. Jack the Ripper killed at least 5 prostitutes in England in 1888 and possibly up to 11. Now, there have been at least 100 possible suspects for Jack, but Kosminski has always been on the top of the list as one of the most likely. The police named him as a suspect back in the 1800s, but never had enough evidence to arrest him. It took 125 years, but the DNA does match. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. To find out more about tactical needs, weaponry, and some really cool knives, go to gun-core.com or stop by their brick-and-mortar store in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Planet Fitness. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com. /harvest.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Continuing to be warm. Heat index probably around 107 today. I think we were at about 104 real temp yesterday, and going to continue that. Slight chance of some showers or thunderstorms tonight. If so, it'll probably be after sunset, so we'll see. That would be oh so nice. Then it's out of the forecast for the rest of the week. Maybe not quite so hot as we move on through the week, maybe right around 100, maybe a little bit under 100 this weekend, but still plenty steamy. And the winds tonight will be out of the east. That's about the only thing, which may kind of shift around and cool us off a little bit, or at least not quite so hot. Right now, winds out of the south. At 377% relative humidity, we've got 77 degrees.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. Lakes and rivers help bring tourists to our state to enjoy water sports and recreation. Tourism accounts for roughly $52 billion in revenue a year and keeps more than 500,000 Texans employed. The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
By now, everybody knows what it means to lead a healthy lifestyle, but many people choose not to. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and a tween, while others have 4 dogs, 2 teenagers, and 2 moms. There are lots of types of families, but there's only one family plan that beats the rest. Sprint has the best family plan. Get 4 lines with unlimited talk, text, and 10 gigs of high-speed data to share while on the Sprint network for only $100 a month. You get more than double the high-speed data T-Mobile offers for the same price, while saving $40 compared to Verizon and $60 compared to AT&T's plan for the same amount of data. The Sprint Family Share Pack. 4 lines, unlimited talk and text, 10 gigs of high-speed data to share, all for only $100 a month. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee, credit, valid port, and high-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Other data price options available and competitor plans may include music, carryover, tethering, or cloud features. Restrictions apply. See carrier website for details. Other marks are property of their owners.
It's hard to imagine that anyone doesn't understand that leading a healthy lifestyle prevents disease and improves longevity. Yet many people still make a lot of unhealthy choices. Why?
First of all, information is not always enough to motivate most people to change. It's not like people who smoke don't know it's bad for them. It's on every pack of cigarettes.
Dr. Dean Ornish of Ornish.com is professor of medicine at UC San Francisco.
So I'd ask people, I'd say, why do you smoke, or why do you overeat, or drink too much, or work too hard, or I'd say, these behaviors seem so maladaptive to me. And they'd say, Dean, these behaviors are very adaptive. They help us get through the day. They help us deal with our pain, our loneliness, our depression, our isolation. One woman said, I've got 20 friends here in this pack of cigarettes. They're always there for me, and nobody else is. You're going to take away my 20 friends? What are you going to give me?
The point is that a big part of making poor lifestyle choices is lack of social connection.
In part because of the breakdown of the social networks that used to give people more of a sense of connection and community. You know, most people don't have an extended family they see regularly, or even a nuclear family in many cases, or any of the usual social networks that people used to have.
And those connections are more important than many people realize.
The need for connection and community, I'm finding, is a primal, fundamental human need that's as fundamental as, you know, eating and sleeping. People who are lonely and depressed are many times more likely to get sick and die prematurely than those who have a sense of love and community.
You can link to Dr. Ornish's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Many have waited for the better part of 2 years to learn when Papa's Restaurants will build at the site of the former Scott and White Clinic at University and the Freeway. It could be as soon as December or January. The College Station City Council has been asked to allow Papa's to rebuild 20 parking spaces to provide proper drainage. That takes a zoning change, which was recommended at last month's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Among the questions asked was why it's taken Papa's so long after acquiring the property in November 2013. Consulting engineer Veronica Morgan said it was due to the staffing and the company has for expansion.
Discussion on my part with them that they have even balked at building here. It's strictly been a staffing level situation in them finishing up a few restaurants that they have that they're opening in the Georgia area and I think Louisiana area.
Morgan was also asked about landscaping outside the restaurant.
And we'll landscape it in keeping with perhaps not the same plant materials because we'll want it to match our plant materials, but in keeping with the heavily landscaped areas of Fish Daddy's and of Cheddar's.
A property owner whose backyard borders the restaurant was told there would be buffering, but Papa's has not provided details. The College Station City Council has been asked to give its blessing to issuing $75 million in tax-exempt bond financing for a new retirement community.
Methodist Retirement Communities, which owns Crestview and Bryan, wants to build another continuing care retirement campus. It'll be located next to Christ United Methodist Church along Highway 6. Company hired by MRC to handle the bonds is on the council agenda for this Thursday for permission to proceed with the tax-free financing. There's no liability on the parts of the council, the city, and the church. The proposal calls for 135 units, 80 independent living, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support. Background information given to the council did not disclose when construction would begin. The bonding company is the same one affiliated with Texas A&M's new 3,400-bed student housing complex, which is projected to cost $355 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has less than 2 weeks to decide whether to call a bond election for the November election. Discussion resumes this Thursday about what to do with the community committee's list of recommendations. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says several funding sources will continue to be considered. Nichols supports a new community center to accommodate seniors, but without a component for athletics. A possible site is the current Arts Council building.
I think it's understood in the community that the Arts Council and the CVB entered into an agreement to identify mutual needs, including space. And as that evolves, that may free up the Arts Center on Dartmouth. That's already there. That's on the city's books. The city's got to maintain it. What's the highest and best use for that?
Talking about future street funding, Nichols does not support creating a transportation tax.
I think it's up to the council to raise the money. And you remember, and I'll stand here and say, we raised taxes last year in order to rebuild our funds so that we could address some of these maintenance needs and operation and maintenance and upkeep. And we are putting a lot more money into the road and street maintenance budget right now.
The 24th is the last day to submit special questions for bond elections, as well as file for offices that are part of the November election. All city council and school board races this November in the Twin Cities now have at least one candidate. The latest is for College Station School Board. Philip Garrett is seeking the Place 1 seat currently held by Paul Dorsett, who is not seeking re-election. The only contested races so far are for the two openings on the Bryan City Council. Nearly 28,000 people were in town the weekend before last for the Games of Texas. A review by the city of College Station shows almost 8,000 athletes were joined by 20,000 coaches, family, and friends. An overwhelming majority of participants were from out of town, which helped generate a local economic impact of $7.5 million. The event will be in McAllen for 2 years, then return to BCS in 2018. More trivia is on our website at WTAW.com. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is hosting their 22nd annual Feast of Caring tomorrow.
Everyone is invited to the Brazos Center on Wednesday for a free lunch from 11 to 1:30. Brazos Valley Food Bank Director Teresa Mangapura says local celebrities like Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman and Aggie softball coach Joe Evans are serving up the meal of beans, rice, and sausage.
It's really casual, so it's you take your plate and you actually get served by folks like Eric and Joe, and so you get to interact with them and say hello and introduce yourself. And so that's what I think is kind of cool about this event.
Mangapura says the event is free, but they encourage people to make a donation in the amount of what they would have spent purchasing their lunch somewhere. Call 779-3663 or go online to bvfb.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Another satisfied Hartman Realty client.
My name is Katie Pearson. Originally, I'm from a little town north of Houston called Tomball, Texas, but I moved to Houston to the big city. I retired and decided I wanted to go back to the country like I used to live in Tomball when Tomball was still a country town. Used the internet, found a real estate listing with a real estate agent named William Hartman. He was more than a real estate agent for me. He helped me find the house that I wanted to grow old in that fit my needs. He walked me through the cell. He showed me everything I needed to know. But once the dotted line was signed, it didn't stop there. Months later, I am still getting calls from William. How is the house doing? How are you doing? How are you adjusting? He has become a friend.
Call 979-446-1893. That's 979-446-1893. Or simply visit HartmanBCS.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Very hot across the region again today. Heat advisory in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Sunshine leads to highs of 100 to 105. There may be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs near 100. An isolated storm may develop through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunny with temperatures approaching 100 degrees during the day on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really didn't make too many mistakes from an operations standpoint, if any.
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin after the first football practice for Texas A&M. We'll cover that. Plus, we've got Bombers baseball. They are the three-peat TCL champions. All that and more coming up to sports here in about 11 minutes.
There you are. Have to put the rings on a necklace.
At some point, they can do the one for the thumb thing.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. Okay, here's our montage for this morning of Donald Trump versus the world.
Apparently, Mr. Trump thought the question I asked was unfair.
What he wanted was to be just treated fairly and equally.
And felt I was attacking him.
It's all entertainment. I think he's having the time of his life.
Yes.
You know, being up on that stage, yep, saying whatever he wants to say, yep, getting people excited, both, yep, for and against
him. He starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And
I felt he was asked a tough but fair question. We agreed to disagree.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Mr. Trump did interviews over the weekend that attacked me personally. I've decided not to respond.
The entire incident with Megyn Kelly is now over. Mr. Trump has been assured by Roger Ailes that he's going to be treated fairly and equally.
So I'll continue doing my job without fear or favor. And Mr. Trump, I expect, will continue with what has been a successful campaign thus far. This is a tough business, and it's time now to move forward.
And he did. He went up 7 points. He went up 7 points. Oh, he's at 32 right now. He's at 32 points. New poll for the from the Democrat firm Public Policy Polling shows Trump taking 19% support in Iowa, in the first in the nation caucus state. Scott Walker and Ben Carson tied in second place at 12. Hmm. The Morning Consult tracking is what's got him at 32.
You know, if he is crazy like a fox,
yeah,
he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at some point, is he sitting at some fine club with somebody going, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
Watch what I'm going to,
exactly,
do.
Exactly. Yeah, right. You're exactly right.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a bar bet for,
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. I'm going to push this button and watch what happens over there. Yeah. In the meantime, Rick Perry has stopped paying his staff. His entire staff. It all started Monday afternoon when the National Journal reported that the campaign was no longer paying its South Carolina staff. And CBS News reported nobody on Perry's campaign staff anywhere in the country is getting paid anymore. After the junior varsity debate, as a matter of fact, the next day, Jeff Miller, who's the campaign manager, told staff the day after the first Republican presidential debate, they would no longer be paid, and they are free to look for other jobs. So far, at least, most of the aides have stuck with Perry. If you watch Veep, you understand it's just a matter of time. They'll move on to other places,
yeah,
if people want them.
Just out of curiosity, don't they have to give them 2 weeks?
No.
They do not?
They do not. They don't have to give them 2 seconds. No. It's get your box and leave.
Okay.
Yeah. No, sorry. There. Look. They're elected officials. They don't play by the same rules.
Oh, that's true.
We do.
I'm sorry.
You knew better than
that. That was really quite ignorant,
yeah,
of me.
Anyway, so there we go. He's got no paid staff anymore. So see how all that works out. Martin O'Malley keeping the pressure up on the Democrat National Committee to increase the number of presidential debates.
Yeah, he's sort of gotten short shrift for a while.
Well, you know, it's true. I forget, I saw him on something, and yeah, he has, you know, he's got good banter. He can do all that kind of stuff. He says, we are making a big mistake as Democrats if we try to limit debate and have an undemocratic process. He said, shame on us as a party if the DNC tries to limit debate and prevents us from being able to put forward a better path, as Rush said in his update yesterday. Be real careful. Don't want to be poking that Clinton bear.
I think it was...
No.
Yeah. I think it was Portland where Bernie Sanders was. 19,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah, L.A.
9,000 outside.
Yeah, L.A., I think.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, well, Portland would make sense, too.
Well, I think the person reporting was from Portland. Oh. They were talking... I may have crossed
some
like, wires.
Wow, man. They were like, wow. They were so... It was like, wow. Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. Hillary Clinton has unveiled a $350 billion plan aimed at cutting the cost of college and reducing the debt burdens for those struggling with high-interest student loans. That part resonates with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
About half of the cost of that plan will go toward grants meant to ensure tuition without borrowing through, federal cash incentives. Wow. They'll be provided to the states.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Under her plan, students also get free tuition at community colleges. Well, we've been around that horn once, ma'am. Thank you very much. Again, not everybody... A college education is not a birthright. I'm sorry. It's just not. Some people can play and some can't.
You know what? There's an education that a lot of people are missing out on, and it's a real world education, and you can get a lot of that just by getting a job.
Sure. Well, you know, and if you'll remember, again, it was 50 years ago, but they came up with the Peace Corps,
mm-hmm.
where those people left and did work in other countries. The toughest job you'll ever love
yep.
was what they called it. And it was, you know, it was a fine idea at that time. And a lot of people learned a lot of things about themselves and other people in the world.
Sure. Perspective.
And, sure. Come back and do other things. And there have been programs around for a long time. Job Corps, old Camp Gary in New Braunfels, or San Marcos, you can see it as you drive, you know, as you drive over to I-35, you go right by it. That's where it is. It's the Gary Job Corps Center. And that's a good program. There are a lot of programs out there for people who want to increase their marketability. And, you know, I think we found how many kids are moving back home after that college degree didn't quite turn out the way they had planned.
Well, how many memes are there just online that are, you know, here's my trade school education.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making 50 a year.
Yeah.
Here's my liberal arts degree. I owe 25,000 a year.
Yeah. Right. Well, and again, you know, for any entrepreneur, what you need is, you know, you may have a great idea, but you don't have what it takes necessarily to fulfill it. And so you take on a partner. And that can be somebody who doesn't have to have a college degree. What they have is a special skill set. You know, if you've got the money to put the program together, you just don't have the know-how to whatever it might be. And more in computers, you see that. You don't have a computer degree to come up with, you know, we used to talk about, hey, look at all these guys who were so rich with all they had was a great idea and had an ability to put it in place. Well, find somebody who can put it in place for you if you've got the money, and everybody wins in a deal like that. There are all sorts of things that we can be doing in the trade schools and beyond that. But once again, Hillary's out there shoveling out that federal money, making sure everybody gets that. So there. And what happens if you get halfway through your degree and decide you don't want to do it? Then where's that money going? What could you have done with that money as a country? Yeah. Oh, we don't want to get into that.
Hey, now you jumped on me earlier. You
yeah,
didn't
I know,
stop
I know,
it.
I know better than that. All right, 647.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life. On your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a shade tree that's just a little bit off the beaten path, I'm going to give you four today that would really fit into that category. Now, when I do this, there is some risk that you'll be frustrated by not being able to find them, but each of these is available, and a nurseryman can order it in for you if he or she doesn't stock it normally. Unusual trees that deserve more consideration in Texas landscaping, the subject of our program. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. NeilSperry.com. So we're considering today four unusual shade trees, trees that you may have a hard time finding in nurseries, but that are worth asking for, worth the pursuit. I'll start with Mexican redbud. If you want a redbud, but you like something just a little bit different with much smaller and very glossy leaves and multiple trunks and with deep burgundy flowers, oh my goodness, I have the tree for you. It grows well in sun or part sun, and it can tolerate shallow, rocky soils better than most trees. Look for it in nurseries handling native plants, especially in the spring. Mexican redbud. Lacey oak is one of my favorites. Time will come when this small oak will be mainstream. That's my prediction. It's a handsome 20 or 25 foot accent tree. It has blue-gray leaves that turn very pretty orange shades late each fall. If you need a small tree to enframe a patio or shade a small garden nook, this is it. It, too, is likely to be found in native plant nurseries since it grows in the Texas Hill Country. It's adapted to both shallow and alkaline soils. Lacey oak, L-A-C-E. I have one at the head of my driveway in a circular part of our driveway in the country, and it's thrived. It's been there for about 25 years, and it's about 8 or 10 inches in diameter, about 20 or 25 feet tall. I like my Lacey oak. Then there's Caddo maple. Folks who moved to Texas have maple madness every October and November. We're not exactly known for spectacular fall foliage in Texas. This tree, however, was found, selected, and introduced into the Texas nursery trade in the 1970s. It became quite popular. Unlike true northern sugar maples, this one seems at ease with our soils and our summers in Texas. Fall color, predictably, is wonderful. It's a medium-sized tree at maturity. Caddo maple, C-A-D-D-O. And then my fourth tree, this one's really unusual, and it's the smallest of the bunch, tree form, Nellie R. Stevens holly. The shrub form of this plant is anything but new. In tree form, it's quite the exception. In fact, you may even have to develop your own. Some nurseries do stock tree form plants. You can also select a shrub with a straight central trunk and then trim it as you would a crepe myrtle to train it tree form, removing the lower branches all the way up. I'm Neil Sperry. Special plants of early fall in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie football open training camp on a hot Monday evening and with two-hour workout at the Coolidge practice fields and with three quarterbacks in the mix. That, of course, was a topic of conversation coming out of the first practice with Coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, those guys came in and really didn't make too many mistakes from an operation standpoint, if any. And the competition level is pretty good. But, you know, me, you know, the first 2 days are really to get the young guys ready to go. And then, you know, we get in pads and some guys keep getting better and some guys will disappear once we start hitting a little bit.
Senior running back Trey Carson was asked about being ready and excited about coming into his senior season.
I'm very motivated. You know, I always come in motivated, you know. We got high expectations, which we should. You know, we got good players, a lot of great talent around, new guys, so we're motivated.
News released just prior to the first practice, incoming Texas A&M freshman running back Jay Bradford will not be part of the 105 reporting for preseason camp drills today due to health reasons. Quote, "The health and well-being of Jay is the only thing that matters," end quote. That's according to Coach Kevin Sumlin. "He is still part of our team, but just unable to participate in preseason drills. Jay and his family know that they can depend on us through this process." Aggs will practice again this evening. Practice is not open to the public, by the way. Brazos Valley Bombers are TCL champs for the third year in a row after rolling through the playoffs and not allowing a single run to be scored against them. The Bombers slipped a little last night, allowing Acadiana to put up two. Brazos Valley did keep the hot bats, though, and they rolled to a 13-2 victory. Bombers pitcher Dakota Meeks did not allow a hit through six innings, trying to match fellow Michigan State right-hander Ethan Landon, who threw the TLC's first no-no in a divisional playoff game. Meeks fanned 11 on his way to getting the win, and Bombers manager Kurt Dixon tipped his hat to a hot bullpen.
You know, it's postseason baseball. You just, who gets hot? You know, we had a great season, and you want to just keep it going, and our guys just answered the challenge, you know, from the no-hitter on the opening game to get into the championship series. And, you know, look at our pitching staff. 27 innings, you give up two runs, and then offensively scoring double digits here the last two nights against a very good Acadiana Cane Cutters. Just a great team performance in all three phases of the game.
Audio there courtesy of KBTX. Brazos Valley Bombers set a TCL record for winning percentage in a regular season at 8-24, and they finished with a record of 44-9. Entering their fourth season in the Southeastern Conference, A&M Soccer was selected in the 2015 preseason coaches poll to finish second, just like last year. And the Maroon and White went on to claim the SEC regular season crown and tournament title. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers and Stros both had the night off. Texas is in Minnesota tonight for a 7:05 start. Houston's in San Fran. They'll kick that one off at 9:15. In other Rangers news, they've traded minor league infielder Tyler Pastanicki to the Philadelphia Phillies for cash. Pastanicki was hitting .283 and had one dinger with 19 RBIs at AAA Round Rock. He began the season in the AA squads and also played for Team USA in the 2015 Pan American Games. Rory McIlroy will compete in the PGA Championships at Whistling Straight this weekend, saying he's 100% and that all parts of his game appear to be in order. McIlroy injured his left ankle while playing around on a soccer field with his friends the first weekend of July, causing him to miss the British Open. He showed up at Whistling Straits Saturday and has been playing without apparent pain. The federal government says it wants Lance Armstrong's medical records from his 96 cancer treatments because they could prove how far he was willing to go to conceal his performance-enhancing drug use. Armstrong is vigorously fighting release of his records from Indiana University School of Medicine as part of a federal lawsuit to recover more than $30 million in sponsorships by U.S. Postal paid to him and his team. And finally, we'll wrap it up on a sad note. NASCAR Hall of Fame nominee Buddy Baker has passed away at the age of 74 after a brief battle with lung cancer. The gentle giant, at 6'6" tall, made his Cup Series debut in 1959, won 19 races, including the 1980 Daytona 500. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams
823-7551. Green Teams.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come